It is the Riot, and this is our Best of the Worst of the Riot podcast.
So I feel like you should explain and go back to the beginning on how this came about.
We had a Facebook post a week, 2 weeks ago.
Yep, on Radio U, our main Radio U page.
And just said, hey, what are some of your favorite Riot
memories?
Like, favorite Riot memories across the years. Like, what are they? And so it ended up that I actually didn't make that post, and when I saw it, I was like, oh, are there
Here
any?
Here it comes.
Are there any?
But we were amazed. The stuff that you guys remember, like, if you've been a long-time Riot listener on Radio U or a long-time podcast listener, like, there's a lot of stuff. I am floored by the fact that you remember it.
Yes, and there really were a lot of them. So I have been, for the last couple days, just
going through them all,
digging them up, man. Like, looking for these bits and stuff, going through the archive, and I found, obviously we couldn't fill every single request, but we found a lot of them.
So those are featured in this special podcast, which is a nice collective look back at some of the fan favorite moments that we have.
So you guys enjoy these Riot bits, and yeah, like, it's good. You know what? I don't often say, like, boy, it's really good. No, this has good stuff in
it. Some of
like,
it's really funny.
It has really good stuff in it. So you guys enjoy the podcast, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
More than 100 square blocks were decimated by fire and looters, and few buildings were left intact.
What we're dealing with, after all, is not just what the world knows, but what it believes. Not reality, perhaps, but perception of reality.
Only estimates of property damage in excess of $500 million.
Welcome to Riot with Obadiah and Nikki.
It is the Riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. You can call or text us. Today is special.
Special day.
It's kind of come out of nowhere. It probably would have made a ton more sense to do this for, like, the Riot show anniversary or something like that. But you know what? We're just rolling with it.
This is just how it went. We had a posting through Radio U on our Facebook page, which was a few weeks ago, and it was just a random one. Hey, thanks for listening to The Riot. Any favorite show memories? And it was amazing what you guys remember.
Yes.
How far back you remember things.
So far.
And we were just amazed again by it. So we decided, why not have a special Riot today where we're going to feature some of those old things. So it might be new for you if you haven't been listening long, but these are some of the fan favorites for us.
Do you know what I loved? I loved the fact that some of our favorite memories are also everyone else's
favorite memories. I know.
It was just that idea that, like, we have all of this shared space together. And I think that's pretty amazing.
And it was also cute because some of you guys would keep referencing how you would laugh so much that you would cry. And
kept them.
And you kept some of them. So it was lots of fun to see all the comments on that. And that was on our Radio U Facebook page. And then we did a thread on Radio U Riot, which is our show page, which please join us there if you do not already. But lots of, again, memories down the Riot lane.
Yeah. So just to give you an idea as to where we're coming from, like, some of the bits that are coming, we've got Llama Dubstep, the Riot Taste Test that featured Chin Chin's Grass Jelly.
Oh, the grass. There's a video that goes with that.
There is a video that goes with that one.
That's on our Radio U Riot YouTube channel, which was also, the video was also a fan favorite.
Right. We've got the Nikki stalking her house with a knife, our KFC adventure.
Oh, just classics, guys. Can't wait.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff here. So thank you to everybody that contributed and stuff. And I will tell you that we are putting out a special podcast today that will feature these bits in them specifically. So if you're like, oh man, I really wish, you know what?
You can have them.
You're going to get them.
You can have them if you are not yet joined our Worst of Riot podcast. That's just available through riot.radiou.com. And that's free, and that's something you'll get every week. And for this week, you get a bonus extra podcast, too.
As a matter of fact, you do. So, hey, again, thanks to everybody for your votes and stuff. Up in a couple of minutes, we will...
Let's start walking back.
Yeah, look, I thought maybe we'd start with the fat squirrels.
Yeah, oh, that was my favorite.
It's a more recent one, but we'll get there.
It is. It's. I love that one.
It is the Riot.
This is the Worst of the Riot.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
It is the Riots on Radio U. We are in the middle of the best of the worst of the Riots.
I feel again like we could have come up with a flashier name than that, but like this is almost like a fan favorite Riot.
I absolutely think that it's one of the most poorly named things I've ever done.
This one had my vote. It is more recent, like you had mentioned.
Yes.
But the picture that went with it,
normally
I'm like, hey, go to Radio U Riot, our Facebook page, great. This whole morning when we talked about the fat squirrel, I almost implored you guys.
Please look at the picture.
To go look at the picture of the fat squirrel. In fact, I think I'm going to try to make a collage this morning of all these pictures. So I'll post that too so you guys can kind of like get a collage pic of some of the, again, fan favorite moments. But the fat squirrel, this is gold. This is gold, Jerry.
It's classic. It's classic. So you guys enjoy. This is going out to John, Julie, and Justin. They all wanted to hear Fat Squirrels. So this is yours, guys.
Yes.
No. I'm telling you right now, you have to see the picture. It's hard to explain it. Okay, everybody's talking about global warming and how it's been such a mild winter in parts of Europe and North America.
Oh, the fat squirrel?
They're saying one of the problems is apparently, I don't know what, are squirrels not going into hibernation or
because
what?
Because it's so warm.
So they're still out. So instead of living on stored body fat, they're just getting fatter and fatter.
They're still eating stuff when normally they would be, like you said, living off their body fat at this point.
This one picture
of
this squirrel. It is a very fat squirrel, which, by the way, I've never seen a fat squirrel before.
And you think it's photoshopped or is that really the squirrel?
The squirrel, like when I look at him, I just feel like he's looking at me like, are you going to eat that?
He's standing up on his little legs and he's got his little arms out and he is he's wider.
He is the poster child for squirrel obesity.
He's so cute.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not cute, but again, I just feel like he feels a little pensive. Like, he feels embarrassed about how big he is.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, he still would really like to get a little nibble off of that cookie you got there.
He could have a new year, too. It's a new him.
I know, but okay, let's get real for just a minute here. This squirrel can go to sleep and lose all this weight.
So why can't we?
I want to get on board with that. So let's say
hibernation diet.
What if I slept from now until, let's go mid-March, maybe late March. I wake up, I'm 40 or 50 pounds lighter. I'm well-rested finally. No more dark circles under my eyes.
Finally.
Instead, I finally feel like I've gotten the sleep I really wanted, and I'm ready to take on the world.
Well, the problem is with at least the squirrels is that the trees still have an abundance of nuts and seeds available for them, so they're still eating. Mm-hmm. Same thing for us. If we tried to hibernate, there's still an abundance of food around for us.
That's true.
So you'd have to be able to be strong enough to say no to all that.
Yeah. Do squirrels hibernate? Am I just making that up?
They do not. Well, squirrels don't hibernate. So to survive the winter, they eat food towards the end of the year to build up their fat reserves.
So,
and then that leads to squirrels putting on most of their body weight during that time.
So they put on a little extra weight in the fall, and then it's scarce during the winter. But the weather's been so warm, they're having no trouble finding food.
And they're still eating.
And they're still packing.
It's like, let's just pretend and imagine the buffet. You've been there, and it normally closes by Christmas. But it's not closing because the food is still there because it's so warm out that you can still eat.
Dude, I'm posting this on the Riot page because I want
to. Look at the other fat squirrel.
I know. This guy's tweet, the fattest squirrel I've ever seen in my life, just stole an avocado from our trash can.
That is a fat squirrel. That's fatter than the first one.
That's bigger than a cat.
Like,
all right?
Look at the other one. It looks like the Doctor Who thing. Toro or
TARDIS? Totoro.
Totoro? Is that,
yeah, it does.
The one where he's sitting on the fence.
Yeah, he. What about this one? The one that's stuck inside the bird feeder.
Aww.
He's eating all the bird's food.
Yeah, these are some fat squirrels. Again, we've never seen a fat squirrel in person. Great article. Great article.
I know you're not supposed to just laugh at fat things, but this is funny.
No, you can laugh at a fat squirrel.
You know what? This fat squirrel, I see the pain of his food addiction on his face, Nikki.
I know.
But at the same time, like, he's still out there eating the avocados. Oh, you guys have to see it.
If you go to Radio U Riot, it'll be on our Facebook page. But look at the first squirrel. He's fat, but he is so cute.
I feel like he's pensive.
I like him.
He is a pensive fat squirrel. Just like, yes, I'm fat, but oh, don't look at me. Just drop the cookie and walk away.
I'll eat it.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
Just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
It is the Riot today, the poorly named but amazingly put together Best of the Worst of the Riot.
I still want to name it Fan Favorite Riot. Like, these are the ones that you guys wanted to hear, a trip down Riot memory lane of some of your favorite things that we've talked about. That was again on our Radio U and our Radio U Riot Facebook page. Uh-huh. And you get them this morning.
This one is requested by David. Here's what he says. Oh man, so many. I love Obi Out of Context, Party Bear, Lawnmower Fire, and just about anything where Obi's on allergy medicine.
Who did you put the cake desk one in?
That
one might be harder to find. If we have time today. If not, Party Bear is worth putting in.
Party Bear is the one of David's list that made it. And, of course, the Lawnmower Fire, which is coming up later. But there was a time when we discovered a bear. And that bear had something special in its heart for Nikki. Something very, very special.
He was ready to party.
And he's a bear. So when a bear gets ready to party,
that I answer that call.
He's a party bear. It's the Riot. You know what, Nikki? I'll tell you what this place needs. This place needs a party. You know what I'm saying? It's Wednesday.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Rough. We need a party bear up in here, Nikki.
A party bear?
You don't know about a party bear?
Dude, what's this about a party bear?
Oh, Nikki, it's the latest and greatest.
I've heard of a party bus.
Have you heard of a party bear, though? You might find a party bear on a party bus, but you won't need a party bus to enjoy a party bear. Nikki and I found something yesterday that has blown our minds. It's the world's largest gummy bear. And this is its song, actually.
It's a theme song for the party bear.
Yeah, it's it's amazing. It is on our Facebook, riot.radiou.com, and you can watch the party bear song. Dude, this gummy bear is amazing. It is 26 pounds. A 26-pound gummy bear that actually has its tummy cut out so that you can put 34 fluid ounces inside its tummy. So they actually show it with a ton of other gummy
stuff.
Bears.
Like, you can fill it with
you
good things.
You can use it like a bowl.
And bad things. Wow. It's however you treat your party bear.
Nikki, you have to remember that any container is neutral.
I know.
You decide what goes in that container.
So some people, like, you can put liquids in it. You can put the gummy bears, the small ones. Or I just like how they're just holding they're just all holding this giant gummy bear.
It is 17 inches tall. It is technically 6,200 times larger than a normal gummy bear.
32,000 calories if you're actually going to eat the party bear.
Which means that it's like having 140 Big Macs.
Ooh. Put that in the bear.
You're like, wait. You're telling me I could have 140
Big Macs?
I'm going with the Big Mac, brother. I'm going with the Big Mac.
I think it'd make you too sick to eat it, but it's just this giant gummy bear.
Unbelievable. What was the other statistic for it?
Mention how much it is? That's the biggest statistic.
Well, we haven't talked about that yet. This large gummy bear, what do you think it'll set you back? Anyone? If you guessed anything but $149, you guessed incorrectly.
Why didn't they just want to go $150? Why does it have to be $149.90?
Well, because there's this whole psychology of whatever involved.
Can't cross the 50 mark.
Let's think about this, though. All right, 6,200 gummy bears. So what do you think you get in like a $3 bag of gummy bears?
Well, you get a few, don't you?
You get 100?
For a little bag?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess it depends. I'm thinking the little snack size bags. Well, like six.
I'm just
five,
well, no.
Five
see, I was
bears?
Thinking of a larger bag, like a gas station bag. Mm-hmm. You go in and there's kind of a big bag of gummy bears. It's like $3. I'm just trying to do the math because if you wanted to, if we didn't feel like we had the financial resources to purchase said gummy bear,
we could
just
melt it down.
Could we purchase an equivalency that would enable you to eat this much gummy without actually having to purchase the bear?
I don't even like gummy bears. I just wanted to hold the bear.
You don't like gummy bears?
No, never really cared for them.
Okay. Like, there was a time when I didn't like gummy bears, and then somebody somewhere threw a switch, and I was like, dude, yeah, gummy. Come on, let's go. You know what I think it might have been? It was almost like I needed a gateway drug. It was like somebody gave me some Lifesaver gummies. And then from there, it's almost like I didn't used to like jelly beans, but I got some Skittles jelly beans.
Oh, which, now you do?
Man, those are like a drug. Give me some Skittles jelly beans and like life suddenly turns around, if you know what I'm saying.
Does the $149 include shipping? I could see that being how they ship this thing to you.
You know what?
And do you have to put that it's alive? Is it a live bear or just a gummy bear?
You know, what are the things that...
For shipping reasons.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. It doesn't look to me as if shipping is included. So you're going to... But, you know, can we buy them on Amazon so we get some free shipping out of that? Oh, look, here, let me get a shipping quote, okay? Put my zip code in and we get... Oh, no. Ground, if we do UPS Ground, it's free.
Okay.
If we do 3-day, it's $62.
Can you imagine one day if I opened up the door and what walked in? Someone was walking in, a giant gummy bear.
And Nikki just...
A party bear.
Just picked up a party bear for you. So, wait, you know what? What is that? Is something happening in here? I can feel something happening. What is that? Oh, it's just this. It's a party bear that we got out. Wait, get it back out. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I love it in here. Yeah.
I want that to happen.
Nikki wants to be at her desk.
I'm dancing
and just,
with the bear. We just started this club dance.
You know what's funny?
Someone does the club horn.
I can see that happening.
I know. I can see that.
Mostly with you. I just see me looking in your office and you're just in there kind of dancing but also kind of eating the bear. So it's gone to a really weird place. Something really strange is happening in there. It's like, I love you so much, I want to eat you, but I can't eat you.
I'm just chewing on his ear. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
It is the Riot on Radio U, the best of the worst of the riots.
Some of your favorite Riot moments, which will be a part of a special Riot podcast that goes out later. So if you have not joined our podcast, Worst of Riot, that's available through riot.radiou.com. Just sign up, and then that'll be sent to you each week.
I don't say this all the time, but I think this one's really worth it.
I know. This one is definitely worth grabbing.
I feel like this one is definitely worth it. Now, you guys know that every single day we do the question of the morning. And let's just be clear, that if Nikki and I take 2 weeks off a year, let's say that's how much we take off. That's 50 weeks, all right? 5 days a week, that's 250 questions a year. It's a lot of questions.
It is.
Most of the time, we base it around current events of some kind.
Sometimes we go with state capitals.
And
it's
while
like Jeopardy.
It's true that we usually know the state capitals.
Listen, we graduated.
We did.
Okay, we know this, but sometimes when you're in the heat of the moment.
You know, that's...
And
right
when
there.
It's both of us right together, there. We'll just assume we got it right, and then we'll just go with it so we don't question it.
I do feel like sometimes you and I are collectively dumber than we are.
Yes, we are, for sure.
Like, if we were off in a room alone,
no,
I feel
I
like
agree.
You and I would answer questions
wrong.
Way more intelligently.
But because we're together, it's like, yeah, that's exactly what the thing is. Because I assume you know it, you assume I know it, and then we're messed up. And then you get this.
So this is the time when the question of the morning didn't work out.
We were really wrong.
Rebecca, this one's for you. She says, I'm just thinking about Obi screwing up question of the day.
Rebecca, thank you for putting just Obi on that one.
Yeah, let's just be clear.
Too.
It was a team effort.
It was.
It is the Riot. What is the capital of New Mexico?
It even sounds amazing when we ask it the second time.
Yeah, so Daniel's on the phone?
Yeah, he's got your answer.
What is it, Daniel?
It's Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Woo! Very good.
I hope it is. I didn't look it up. It's Albuquerque, right? Okay. All right,
he's
Daniel.
Trusting you.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good morning.
Right.
Well, the reason that I am looking right at Albuquerque is because...
Which is lovely, by the way. It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, you're familiar with the Bosque del Apache Bird Refuge, right?
Of course. Who's not?
It's an animal sanctuary there, and they have just confirmed that there is, in fact, a duck on the refuge that has the bird flu.
This is the news?
This is the news.
So what does this mean?
Well, it means that people walked around this refuge listening for, you know, vomiting, runny nose. I don't know. Like, what are the symptoms of that flu?
I don't know. I don't think it's quite the same as it is if we get the flu for a human.
You don't?
I don't think ducks get bed rest. I think they just pass away.
Yeah. Hey, just a heads up. I'm not even kidding when I tell you this.
What?
Albuquerque's not the capital of New Mexico.
No way. You didn't even double check. No, none of us remembered. You're such a joke. You just totally looked. We're just like, whatever.
It's Santa Fe.
I love
we totally,
so much.
We totally just gave Daniel some riot here with the wrong answer.
This whole show is lies. And we're just like, sure it is, Albuquerque.
Oh
sure it
God.
Is. Lovely.
You just went with it. I was like, yeah, it's
you
Albuquerque.
You didn't even look.
It totally is.
No, I normally do, but I didn't.
It sounded good.
It sounded great.
Listen, I haven't had to pay attention to state capitals since like eighth grade. That is a shame.
Oh my gosh. I hate us, but I love us. It's this thing.
We totally, okay.
We could have just kept going and you could have just acted like, no, Albuquerque's it.
How do we, here's how this goes.
How do we come back from this?
No, because I think this fits right in the vein of what we do. But we started saying like, hey, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel with state capitals.
We didn't even get it right.
So when we thought that we had bottomed out, we hadn't bottomed out.
Now
yet.
We did.
We just
so
bottomed out.
So embarrassed for us.
Oh, I'm not. I feel great about it.
Yeah, you lack that thing that lets you, like some people can't sweat, like you can't get embarrassed.
I'm good.
It's great.
Whatever. You know why, Nikki? I thought about this. I guess we could talk about it later, but I figured out the other day because I was telling you, like, you're like, oh, you have so much self-confidence. That just comes from... You stop caring what other people think because what they think is so hurtful that the only way to go on is to stop caring.
See, I care too much. So
one of these days you'll quit.
One of these days I'll quit that. So, but yeah. For now, I'm very sorry that we got that wrong. We both got it wrong.
Yeah. See, Santa Fe, it's the fourth largest city in the state.
Oh, man.
And it's the seat of... It's the oldest capital in the United States and the oldest city in New Mexico.
So we've all remembered something. I'm sure we knew that back in the day.
Sure.
Just Albuquerque, I hear about it more often.
Well, isn't that Breaking Bad or something?
Yes. I don't want to say anything. I don't know what anything is.
Like, that's not it either. All right. And they got bird flu, so be careful.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
It is the riots on Radio U. We're in the midst of the best of the worst of the riots.
Normally, I like our Christmas Eve show the most out of the year,
yes.
But I feel like every so often we should do this again because these are some really great moments that you guys requested. We posted on Radio U Riot, that's our Facebook page, and then Radio U, that's of course our other page where asking, like, what's your favorite things that we've done in the past, and some amazing things came out of that.
They really have been
so
great.
We're going to feature those all this morning.
You know what I think is funny is going back through the show archives are the trends that emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And you could look at them like as topics, but it's not just topics. There are trends that emerge like on certain dates. Like we get into January and February.
We're
and
always sick.
I'm talking about depression.
Seasonal affective disorder.
And we are almost without fail sick. Like that happens. Though, you know, I haven't had a sinus infection in a long time. I did get like sick.
the other sick
in January, I think, this year. But I'm just saying, like,
was it last year that you had all those sinus infections, or was that the year before?
I think it was a couple years ago.
Ooh, there was one year where it was like,
I know, it's just like almost boom, constant. But yeah, like I think we've been fair. Well, I mean, you had all the throwing up this year, but that's a story for another time.
I had a hard year. I got laryngitis at Christmas, which in radio.
That's right.
Is a.
It was Smoker Nikki.
No.
Hey, guys.
I prefer to call it Whisper Nikki, but with laryngitis, the doctor kept saying, yeah, it'll go away in a couple of weeks. Just don't talk. Mm. Well, I don't know. What do I do for a living?
Good call, doc.
Good call, doctor. Anything else that I might be able to do? And it took me like a month
forever.
And a half to get rid of laryngitis.
Okay, so like there's the sickness, there's the depression. And I mean, those can be daily topics, really.
Sure, we all have that.
And then the other things you would see is like, of course, we get the holidays, like the Valentine's Days, whatever. But then you start to see where we must be starting to plan for the Radio U 5K, because here's stuff about running.
Is running.
Like also every February, here's stuff about stair climbing. All right, we're back to that.
And then in the fall, you start getting the Christmas Channel stuff, because we're getting ready for Christmas Channel and just Christmas in general.
Basically, August, like you start, here's what you start to see. In June, we start talking about college football. Yes,
yeah.
It's like 2 months out. Then in August, we start talking about Christmas, and it goes for 5 months.
And you can even see the trend, too, for when the Apple press conferences are.
Yep.
Of like, we start talking about
totally.
That leading into it.
And you can just see all of these things where it's like, oh, man, we are so freaking predictable.
Yeah, but is that comfortable? Are you comfortable with that, guys? Is that something that you trust that will be there for you consistently every year with those same things?
Hey, I think it's the Riot's version of mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese. It's a comfort food.
It's a comfort food.
It's just there for you when you need it.
Listen, when fall starts to roll around, you want to hear someone talk about Christmas. You don't. It's like
but
your secret thing.
But the thing is like we're technically right in the middle of summer. August is, as far
summer.
As the calendar is concerned,
yeah,
is
summer.
Halfway through summer. And we're like, man, I can't wait for pumpkin spice and Christmas.
But we're not the only ones. So I think you guys, I hope you guys like that. If not, we got to spice things up a little bit pumpkin spice.
The other thing, and you kind of mentioned the Apple press conferences, but I can see right when you're about to get a new phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because there starts being all, like you can look through the list and be like, blah, 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 iPhone. Nikki is, the one I loved yesterday is, there were three of them where it was like, Nikki is excited about the iPhone. Nikki's not getting the new iPhone. Nikki is very underwhelmed by her new iPhone.
That was one of the old ones.
Yep. It was fantastic. It was, I think, the 5?
Yes, it was the 5.
Where you were just kind of like,
it was fine.
I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 6, the big 6, like, that's all.
I still love you.
That's Big Hero 6 over there.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it.
All right,
it.
Well, you guys, this morning will be just more fan favorites.
Yeah, so here's some predictability. I want to get some coffee.
Oh, no.
Get out!
No.
Get
Next,
out!
You're going to go get a soda. Just get out, will you?
Soda's already here. See, listen. It's the Riot.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
It is the Riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. Call or text us during this Best of Worst of the Riot.
You can also email us, riot@radiou.com, if you want to say hello. Or is there something we're missing that we have not yet included in this fan favorite that maybe we can get on for you?
Well, I will tell you, like, if you start calling in requests, it may be hard to fulfill your requests.
Because you have to find them, but maybe we'll see what we can do.
I will say
I'm trying to give them hope for that, okay?
I know. Well, maybe what we'll do is you can call and request it. We'll start another list somewhere.
Sure, maybe for the next one.
But, like, this one really has been a labor of love and a labor of labor. Like, it has taken time to pull this stuff.
We have to find these old favorites.
But it's been fun. And a shout out to Jolene. Jolene, I know, has been listening to us for a very long time.
I know. She's so sweet. So nice.
She listens from, I believe, Portland. Somewhere in Oregon. And she she picked one of my favorites. One that every once in a while we'll have a story or something that comes along that I think about all the time. Different things will pop up, and I see a ton of roadkill. I live out in the middle of nowhere, and so even in the summer, I will see dead deer on the side of the road and stuff. I've hit a couple myself, hope to never do so again. But
for your car's sake and the deer's sake.
My thing is, this is a story about a deer that doesn't die easy. And I think
just
about
it. Just leave it at that. Yeah, it's not dying.
I think about it all the time. It's the riot.
Listen, this is not funny, but it becomes funny because Nikki and I have built a large fiction around the following story. A large, large fiction, all right? There is a deer that, and this is in Florida, by the way, out near, like on the outskirts of Gainesville, I guess, something like that. And what ends up happening is this deer gets hit by a car. It's on the side of the road, and it's still alive, okay? And so the deputy shows up and is taking care of the accident and is just like, okay, look, hey, this deer's still alive. I got to put it out of its misery. Like, what am I supposed to do? And
ready for this?
So he calls back to talk to the sergeant, and the sergeant says, shoot it around its shoulder, which is where the heart is. So you'd shoot it through the heart, it would die. See, I would have just shot it in the head.
Yeah,
done.
I know you think that.
And so the deputy ends up shooting the deer, but he ends up shooting it in the stomach. Are you ready? Because here it comes. He shoots the deer 17 times. Not seven. 17 times. And I love it.
He was just hoping he did something.
The deer eventually died. Do you think? And so, Nikki and I...
This poor deer.
This harkens back to about 5 years ago, I hit a deer and it totaled my car. And we had deer stories. People calling in, talking about, hey, you ever hit a deer? Call. People call in. We had a guy that called in that said he hit a deer with his truck one time. And the deer was on the side of the road and still alive. And a guy pulled over to help him. And he's like, well, we got to put this deer out of its misery.
Which you think, all these are nice guys. They're just wanting to do their part. But wait.
So he's like, he's standing there. And the guy goes back to his truck and comes back with an axe. And so then he begins hacking away at the deer. He has to hit it with the He has to hit it with the axe several times. And so in our mind...
You hit anything with anything several times, it'll die.
In our mind, the deer was on the side of the road and, you know, he's just chilling and he's like, oh, thank God. Thank God. Come here. Look, you call my wife and Mike. My insurance card is in my pocket. I'm badly hurt, but I think I'm going to make it. Wait, what's the axe for? Ow! What are you doing? Oh!
I don't know why. It's so awful. Just
imagine this deer on the side of the road. He's like,
hey, it's just a flesh wound.
Help me. Wait, what are you doing with that gun? Oh!
17
my
times.
My stomach. What are you? Ow! Gosh! What are you doing? Oh, my gosh. He shot me 3-4 times now. 5. Oh, gosh. 6. He's reloading.
I mean,
17 times.
Down here.
He would have to reload. Oh. Depending on what he's carrying, like maybe twice. The deer's just sitting there. He's like, oh, dang it. I got to go back and get my spare magazine here. Okay. Now hold still.
And the deer is like, no, he can still save me.
17 times he shot the deer. 17 times.
Poor deer.
Oh, yeah. They say, well, you know, forget about the deer, Nikki. The deputy is very upset about it.
Well, he had to kill it.
Yeah.
I think what started off as good intentions went really bad when he just didn't know where to shoot.
They said the sheriff's department says that they are now going to begin training them on how to properly put animals out of their misery because he didn't
this
know
one failed
what else to do. It's not funny. It's not. This is not funny. The incompetence and the just like, but the dadgummit, I'm going to get this thing and I'm just going to make it happen. Now look, it took me a while, but I finally killed that thing. I shot it in the stomach 17 times. What are you thinking?
No, that makes me wonder, on the 16th bullet, was it still alive to where he had to go shoot it again? Or was he just firing away and not paying attention?
I've lost count. Start picking up the shells. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's amazing.
But to us, anytime I see a deer on the side of the road, anytime I see anything that revolves around a deer, I think, oh, thank God, oh, thank you're God. Coming. Listen, I'm going to live, but what are you doing?
What are you doing with that axe? Ow!
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
It is the Riot on Radio U. Best of Worst of the Riot. These are fan favorites. You guys actually on Facebook through email and texting have been requesting some Worst of the Riot bits, and so we're finally relenting.
What about a fan favorite Friday?
Every
Friday.
Week?
I mean, that would get to be too much.
I don't think we make enough favorites.
We go through the list pretty quickly. Well, for today, it's your fan favorite Friday.
Okay, so this one is going out to Jay. Jay probably knows, as many of you do, that the Riot goes out to eat a lot. It's for the show.
We do. We taste test food. We try new things. And we just, you have to eat.
And then every once in a while, you get a hankering for old school. Down in the hills of Kentuck. Where they're frying up the chicken.
Kentucky fried chicken?
Yeah, we had a day where I know that it's in the bit, you'll hear it, but we decided like, we really need to go get Kentucky fried chicken. And
Something.
We did receive something that is technically okay for your body. And by technically, I mean the government says it's okay, but I'm sure we did damage that day. I'm sure it was not a good idea.
And it's not just about the chicken. It's also just about the establishment.
Oh, you'll see. You'll see.
So why don't you listen and be disappointed as we were then?
Yeah, Jay, thank you so much.
For requesting the KFC.
Yeah, it's the Riot.
You know, Nikki, I was thinking, what the heck? Let's just do it. Just forget it. Here's what happened, all right?
You ready?
Nikki and I have been kind of chewing on this, and our stomachs certainly have for the last couple of days, or hours. Felt like days, sorry. Yesterday, what did we do yesterday that we ended up discussing Kentucky Fried Chicken? There was something about KFC. Was it in the show, or was it off air?
No, it was in the show. Okay. You just referenced it for something.
I can't remember, but whatever. We started talking about it, and then it was like, whoa. KFC, dude. And I just began, it was like I could smell it and all this stuff. Oh, the guy unwrapped the recipe. He thought he found the Colonel's recipe.
It.
That's
yeah.
what it was. And so I was just like, dude, we need to go to KFC. And I will tell you, I went to a KFC in, I can't remember the name of the city, but I was in Oregon and it was magnificent. The food that I had there, it was the kind of food that like you see it on the commercial. That's the kind of food they served. It's like, hey, I'm watching the commercial. Look, here's the food. It was so good. I mean, like, I would have taken anybody
to that
KFC with pride. And so I began to get a hankering for the food I had at that KFC. And so I'm getting hungry now. You can see I'm thinking about how good the food was. And so we, in the office, I was like, come on, everybody, let's go to KFC. It's going to be awesome. Yeah,
we got Kitty. And we're so like, all right.
I was able to get everyone else excited about it. And, well, at least excited enough to go.
Sure.
So we load up in the vehicles and we head off and we decide to go to a particular KFC branch. And I have a theory about what happened next. All right. We go to this KFC, which, by the way, at first seemed like a great place. On the outside, it seemed clean and well kept. And then we got inside, and even walking in the door, it still seemed okay.
It was after I almost walked in the glass.
It's fine. No big deal.
It's good. Good start to a excellent lunch.
You know how there's the big pane of glass that's
yeah.
next to the door? Nikki was like, I'll just walk through here. Oh, whoops. And so we walk in, and again, everything seems to be okay. And then we order our food, and we sit down. And that's when we begin to notice things. We begin to notice things like, the wallpaper is falling off the walls.
Multiple locations.
We begin to notice a smell that we think might be mold. Then we begin to notice that the publicity photos in said restaurant have not been changed since the early 90s.
Everything was sticky too. Like
yeah,
a wax
yeah,
layer on it. It was very odd. It smelled like when you walk into something where it's a disinfectant, but it's not really.
Yeah.
Like I think it was disinfectant and mold combined
together. Yeah.
yeah.
And so Nikki gets her lunch and takes one look at it and says to Eric, did you take that back up
well,
there?
The chicken shrank. It looked like a deathly sick, ill baby chicken.
It did.
And it was so sad looking and it had little not hairs, but little things coming out of it.
We don't know what it was.
I can't do that.
What I thought was hysterical is that she's like, can you take that back? And Eric, I love the fact that Eric didn't even question, did anything, just picked it up, walked right back up there. You know, can we get some more chicken? So they give him other pieces of chicken, which, by the way, looked identical.
I think the leg was the same. It looked so bad.
It looked identical to the chicken that they gave you the first time.
That's all that they had.
But you ate it, and that was good. Now, I got chicken fingers, which in reality were like these chicken jerky strips that they handed out.
They were pounded flat.
They absolutely.
It was funny.
I've never seen anything like it. It was like a thin layer. It was like a, what do they call the sandwiches where you get the au jus?
It
was like French dip laid out, but this was chicken. And so I'm like,
my greatest thing was your sauce because it didn't cover all of it.
No, it covered like parts. I got like the honey barbecue and it like covered parts of it or whatever. It was
great.
So we're all sitting there eating this, looking at these pictures, which, by the way, I took pictures of the pictures. Those are what's on the Facebook page. And then it suddenly occurred to us what had actually happened. What we didn't know is that that KFC had in fact been closed for years. And what happened was a group of vagrants just moved into the KFC, reopened it, and began serving whatever food was left behind in the freezers.
Wait, what did you say? We'll come back tomorrow. We'll drive past and they're like...
it up. Like,
it's like we were just
down.
Here.
I know it was here. I know it was.
They're like, there hasn't been a KFC there for years.
Right. Which the other two options that we explored were that they were ghosts.
Yeah.
And then the other one that laid on us that I thought was a pretty clever one was that in fact they were identity thieves and they were just trying to get us to all pay with our credit card and then they were out of there because they obviously had no idea whatsoever about how to make chicken on any level. I don't even know if what we ate was chicken.
No,
if
it wasn't. I don't think it was meat. I never ate food and then got out of that restaurant. And I'm not like this. I was so mad at whoever is the stupid franchise owner for that area.
Yeah.
I never have gotten so mad in my whole life. I thought it was just crap. It was absolute crap. And I thought, people are so sick and they're like, I wonder why I don't feel good. I wonder why.
I was so mad. At least three of us left and got back to our desk and was like, ooh,
I still have my survey thing.
What did we eat?
Yeah, like, you don't want me to fill out your survey.
You don't want me to. You do not want me to participate in your survey.
Well, it's not fair.
I can assure you.
You can go to one in Oregon and it'd be like this gorgeous, clean thing.
It was amazing.
You go to another one. It's almost like, why can't franchise owners for any restaurants, for any establishments whatsoever, have a little bit more... similarities between the
standards
between it. But I was so mad, man. I mean, to have like they obviously had a gigantic water issue. It was coming down.
The roof was leaking.
It was terrible.
At least it did a few years ago when it was actually open.
So last night in the middle of my moaning, I was like, that's it. It's on the list. I will never go back.
You're never
to
going
any
back,
of them.
Ever.
Any. They've made a frenemy for life.
What if I got you out to Oregon and we could go to the special one?
I don't even know if I could because I only think about the bad ones. And I liked that.
I want you to know that when we left there, Nikki was really angry, but I was excited because I had had such a good time in that terrible restaurant because it was like, dude, if we had eaten really well, we would have all just walked away like, man, this was good. Instead, we spent 30 minutes mocking, tearing apart, and just being all around mean about the establishment, which deserved it, by the way.
Well, let this be a lesson.
I had so much fun in there.
I'd like this to be a lesson. If you own a franchise, or if you work...
Clean it up!
If you work at a restaurant, like, for crying out loud, do something.
Take some pride. People are eating that. You know that thing that you're throwing around? That's going in someone's mouth.
That's it.
Can you imagine?
This was good words to live by, which I discovered after going to another bad restaurant where I went inside. If worse comes to worse, don't go inside. Don't see where it's coming from. You have to stick through the drive-thru.
If you really like the food, don't go in. Just do the drive-thru.
It was so terrible.
Oh,
so
yay.
That was it. It was so bad.
We had so much fun yesterday.
Did you? I couldn't even touch anything. I was afraid because I thought you'd stick to it or it was mold.
Oh, not me. I just rolled around on the floor. I was like, this is so much
I'm
fun.
I'm having the best time ever.
I love it here.
You kept giggling. You're like, this is great.
When I get some weird disease, I'm going to tell everybody about it. It's like, they can't even diagnose it. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, all I know is no more. You don't get to pick for a while.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot, but there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
It is the riots. Best of the worst of the riot. Your
fan favorite Friday. Could you make it work or stick?
It's too late.
It's a hashtag.
I've sent out too many. Listen, I agree with you. I think it's not a great title.
So why can't we just let's get this one to start, trending?
So here we are halfway through. We're going to change everything. Is this a movie? It's Hollywood. We're going to shut down. We recast the main actor.
We can do what we want to do to make it the best possible.
It is our show.
Or we just call it your best of, worst of, fan favorite Friday.
Perfect.
It's long.
Best of, worst of, fan favorite Friday.
It's long, but it does roll right off the tongue.
Where music is going. It's perfect. So this one is from and for Michael. I figured since we did the KFC thing, which was, of course, gross, why not just follow it up
with
more gross?
More food?
Nikki, do you remember the grass jelly drink?
Oh, yes.
You
and your trash can. Let's just let it go. You hear this, okay?
You guys enjoy the grass jelly. It's really something special.
Oh, there is a video to this.
There is a video.
If you go to Radio U Riot, that's our YouTube channel, it's there. And it's worth watching, too, because then you can see him hold his trash can.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody needed a trash can that day. It's the riot.
And so, without further ado,
welcome to the Riot Taste Test.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
It all started with a discussion. Eric found this grass jelly drink at an Asian supermarket a couple weeks ago. And we started talking about the fact that, on Riot Taste Test, we only go find things we're pretty sure we're going to like. Like that.
What's the fun in that?
We literally, it's like, hey, this new Dr. Pepper is just as good or maybe better than old Dr. Pepper.
Well, more or less, we're just not very adventurous.
No, let's not say it like that.
Well, how spicy do our nachos get? I mean,
that's like, I have a tendency to only date people I'm attracted to. Duh, okay? I have a tendency to only eat food that I'm interested in eating.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
Does that not make sense?
That's true.
So we decided we'd start dating ugly people. So here I have this can. It says, Chin Chin Grass Jelly Drink. Busan Ojile. Oh, let me turn it. No, that's not helping either. Now it's in Korean. I don't know. Pandan leaf flavor. Let me read to you.
Pandan leaf?
Yeah. Let me read to you the ingredients. Water, grass jelly, cane sugar, which is encouraging. There's sugar in it. Honey, pandan leaf flavor.
It can't be that bad with the honey and the sugar.
Because leaves taste great.
Well, if you put honey and sugar on it, I bet it's fine.
Might help a little bit. Here's the one thing that I do find to be really encouraging. Two things, actually. Number one, they have the phone number of the company right here on the. So when we die, you know who to call to sue immediately.
Okay.
Right away. And then on the bottom, I started wondering. Nikki says that everybody must like it because.
Well, they had a lot of grass-flavored items, and they had a lot of cans of that.
Yeah.
So it must be popular to at least keep it in stock.
My theory was they only bought it one time, and then as a result, they still had a lot left over. But here, printed on the bottom of the can, we've got, this was made on January 9th, 2011.
So it's not that old.
It's only a year. It's fine.
Crack it open. Let's see what
and
it tastes like.
It expires January 9th, 2013.
That was a good year for grass.
some of the best grass you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it carbonated? Why is it like that? Why does it sound like soda? Are you ready for the pour?
Yeah, I want to see. Is it pour. Gunky?
It
looks like.
Where's the jelly? On the can, there's jelly.
Is the jelly in the bottom?
This is just soda. I'm pouring out the whole can.
Maybe the jelly's in the bottom.
This
this, like, this is straight up, this is Coke. Somebody, like, in Asia, they just call grass jelly drink Coke. That's it. No big deal. That's what it is. Okay, you know what? Do you want to know the truth? Do you know the absence of the jelly
makes it fine makes for you to try?
No, it makes me way more nervous. Wait, when you pour it, you can see little stuff in it.
That's jelly.
What's the stuff? Like, what is the little stuff?
It's grass jelly. What do you think is in it?
I don't know, but I'm not used to seeing things that are floating around in my drink. To me, if there are things floating in the drink, we send it back and we get another one. Hey, there's something in my drink.
All right, here, let's pass it the long way.
All right, please, for the love of all that's holy, when I hand this across the board, don't drop it. Because when I lose my... Oh, here, Eric will take it.
Take it the long way.
When I lose way. My... Wait, like, okay, you ready to smell it?
This is grass jelly. What was it, chin-chin?
Chin-chin.
I can't tell if I like that smell.
I mean, I didn't vomit immediately, right?
Like, you can so that's smell the good. You can smell the honey.
I just want to say one thing. Kevin posted on the Riot page moments ago and said, I've had it, and wow, it's so disgusting. When it hit my tongue, it was instant gag. So I came prepared. I have this bucket here that in case something happens, I can just go ahead and throw up right in here. No problem. Okay?
Well, chin-chin.
I don't. No, you don't. You drink second. You wait.
Okay, I'll go second.
Okay, because we're shooting video. I want to see you drink.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, drink the grass drink. It's grass and honey.
Okay, here.
Honey, drink it.
Okay.
Your face
is flat.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Taste anything at all?
Oh, there it is. Okay. It's on the back end.
Kick you?
It's
grass.
Where?
It's if you lick the ground.
It tastes like this really bad candy I had this one time.
Licorice?
The honey is there. You taste the honey. But it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry.
You're going to lie.
You're going to like it. Yeah, let's keep. Okay.
Don't wait. It's not that bad.
Oh, chunk. Got a chunk. There's a chunk in there. What is that? Why is there a chunk in it?
It's jelly.
There's a chunk in there, dude. Why is there a chunk? Is that chunk? There's not. If I had some Pepsi and there was a chunk in it.
Actually, you know what? When you look into it, it looks like someone spit in it already. It's got that look.
Take a drink. Yeah, go ahead. Now, Nikki's going to act like she loves it because she has to.
There is definitely the jelly in it. There's a jelly.
And how is it?
He's pointing at me.
I thought you were going to love it. Do you want my bucket?
Take
another drink, Nikki. You love ethanol.
I don't know. I don't like it. There's something that I don't like.
Just for me, would you throw up just for, like, just to do it?
Don't make me laugh, I will.
Here, do you want this bucket?
I don't think I ate it. It's on an empty stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't like it. I don't like the flavor at all.
No, you... Nikki came and was like, it's going to be good. I'm going to love it. You just have to learn to like healthy foods, Nikki.
I have to keep calm. You don't understand. If you make me laugh, I will throw up.
Okay. Well, I can't start the music. You're the one that has to do that. Wait. It's the right.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
It is the Riot. You guys know, and this may come as a shock to you, but just like you can recognize our voice, like if you would hear us out somewhere.
We can recognize your voices too.
We can also recognize your voices.
In fact, when you're in radio, you tend to have a talent to be able to do that.
And so when you guys call and you're the same caller, like we know it's you.
I do
love, like I don't host the Battle of the Buzz anymore, but I used to. And I did love when I would do the Battle of the Buzz and people would call and vote for something and then they'd call back and be like, oh yes, I was calling to vote for health
suddenly you have a British accent or just, you know, all these things where it's like, no, that's still you.
The British accent, like we've heard
that's
it.
That's real.
Like people have called that and it's like, oh my gosh, your accent is terrible. But like, we just it's let not you, even convincing.
We just let you do your thing and right. that's fine. We take your requests. Even if you really want to hear a song so badly that you call back in and lie to us, that's fine.
So, but some of you over the years, like we just talk to you all the time. One of our frequent callers is Jerome.
Oh, Jerome. He had great ideas for this day.
He did. Yeah. He did. He had a ton. And so one of the ideas, actually, he called us years ago and was like, hey, is there a way I can get a hold of this? And I don't know why we couldn't find it, but I found it. And so his request was this time that Nikki had a fever and she was home alone. And what happened after?
And a lot of medicine. I would say it falls in the category of actually maybe an overdose. Just an overdose of it.
Like, it was over the counter. It was an over the counter overdose.
But see what happens when that happens to you.
Here it is. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm getting really nervous about Nikki.
Why?
Getting a little worried.
I am sweating a lot.
She's sweating. She's drinking a lot. And then she keeps like taking her hands and waving them at her face like, oh, I'm fine.
It's really stuffy in here. And I have a fan, but it's off to the side. So I can't like sit in front of the fan too often while we talk.
She said she needs some fresh air. So I'm like, well, open a window. She's like, wait, I don't want to get sick. She's not even thinking. She's just like, I don't want to get sick.
I'm getting better. It's just really stuffy.
Yeah.
And the lights don't help too. If you could just turn the lights off.
I can't. Somebody it bought these lights. It's so funny.
I hate these lights. And I don't hate a lot, but I hate these lights.
They're like fluorescents or LEDs or something. And it's funny because it's like they're supposed to burn forever. But even at the lowest setting, they are like 3 or 4 times brighter than any other bulb in the room. It's
I would so never funny. Have these lights on this bright if it wasn't because it just doesn't go any lower.
You can't turn them down any lower.
I'm missing. There's two burn out. So three burn out.
Got 3 burn out.
Gosh, help us if you actually put new ones in.
If you count,
I won't know what to do.
If you count Nick, we're 3 burnouts. That's 1, 2, 3.
mm-hmm.
It's fine. The other thing that concerned me is that Nikki came in and was telling me yesterday, I know she had like a really high fever and she began thinking that there were people in her house. And I was just like, okay, it's fine.
Now, see, I took 2 things of nighttime medicine.
Yeah.
So I took them not at the same time, but I took them like 1 and then I woke up and I took another and I slept.
Nikki's regular medication is so strong, it takes a double dose of NyQuil
to put her down. I don't like taking nighttime stuff for this reason, because you get weird at nighttime stuff.
Heck
and
yeah.
I feel like I get weird, so I don't like it. So it's about 8:30 and my dogs are downstairs. They were put away in their area and they go crazy. They start barking. So I finally come out of it and I was so asleep because of the nighttime medicine that I'm like, what? What is everybody barking about? Because they don't do that unless someone's coming in.
The phone calls are coming from inside the house.
And I thought I heard the garage door shut. And then I thought I heard someone on the floor in our kitchen because it's hardwood. So it makes a noise
with sound.
It. Man, I got up and I called Eric and it's the whole whispering like, I think someone's in the house. And all the while I'm doing that, I'm in my head going, all right, well, you're tired. You're still like, I'm stumbling. I'm just, you look drunk, but it's not. It's just from the medicine. So I grab a knife from the thing and I'm walking around. I go, well, this isn't good. So I keep going, hello? Anybody here? And I keep calling Eric going, I think there's someone in the house. That was so bad. I thought, no, this is it. But I couldn't get off of it because I think that was the medicine, too.
I think that right there might be one of the best, well, like one of the single best stories.
Like, are they gonna? And then I kept thinking they were in different sections. Like, I thought they were upstairs. And then I would open up a bedroom door and I'd look in the closets. It took me like 30 minutes to get off of it and go back to bed.
You just, all you hear is like, I literally see you walking around with a huge knife and a big blanket around you. And you're like, is there.
Hello? Shut up.
Yes. Is there anybody there? I have a knife. You better get out of here. I see
see it on the ceiling. It's in the house.
I couldn't even go down and get my dogs, too, because I couldn't walk the steps. I was so sick.
He's got the dogs.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so bad. I was like, I think there's someone here.
There's someone in the house. Oh. There are people at the window staring in.
It wasn't my finest moment. Really, I swear to you, I really thought someone was there.
Hello? Hello?
I opened every drawer, every door, every closet. All while carrying a knife. Yep, that was it. So and I don't want to take more
I
medicine.
I wish I had a picture of that. I really wish I had a picture of that, because I'll tell you what. That would be the meme that would finish it off for me right there.
Is there anyone in the house?
I think, though, that maybe Eric left the garage door open, and I think maybe a neighbor shut it. So I
sure,
still...
sure they did. They're probably still in the house.
I even checked under the bed.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
It is the Riot, Worst of the Riot Fan Favorite Friday.
There it is, because Fan Favorite Friday might become a thing where every so many years on a Friday, we'll do this again.
Right.
Not too often, but you never know when it might pop up again.
You just never know. So we got a message from Christy. Christy said she wanted to hear the one of Obadiah impersonating Nikki inside a porta potty.
I love porta this potty. One. Because you got the cup. He yeah. got brought in sound effects, and you're like, what sound effect is this thing? It's a cup. So
don't ruin the magic. Don't ruin the magic. I had a porta potty in here. And I put a microphone outside so you'd know what it sounded like.
So listen and enjoy the porta potty.
It's on this is another one of
those. This is
the
one, right, where the cell phone, like what would happen if the cell phone fell in?
If it dropped.
Yeah, this one's good.
It is the Riot. So we're talking about a person whose phone ended up in a porta potty. They look down. They see the phone. It submerges, reemerges. And there's a flashing light.
The notification light.
You think there's still hope.
There's still life in it.
It's a brand new Galaxy Note. That is a big, expensive phone.
Yeah.
Just to be abundantly clear.
This is Obi's friend. So.
Okay.
And it really was Obi's friend. It's not like this code for one of us.
No. It's not. Like, this was somebody that I talked to yesterday. And I will tell you, I saw them face to face. I won't say where. Like, we'll protect the
phone store.
Quasi guilty here. All right. So let's see. We got a couple of people that texted in. Here's it depends on how much money I have at the time to go and buy a new one and how close I am to my upgrade.
Good call on that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So then you have to realize that you got to act fast. So all this is running through your head.
Yeah.
Before you go in and reach in and get it.
This question was he able to wash his hands after? Eventually, sure.
Well, no, some porta potties, don't they have the little faux sink thing in there, you know, the urinal.
If you're washing your hands in that thing
that's
in
not
there,
a sink.
That is not a sink, Nikki.
That's the best thing ever.
That's not
you
a
did
sink.
Not just say that. You're just like, oh yeah, you just there's a little water left in there, so I just rinsed my hands.
It's
great. No,
it the looks best, like one.
The best you're getting in the blue porta potty is you might get some hand sanitizer.
Okay,
maybe.
Otherwise, how fast can you get to a sink?
Yeah, that's the question. And then Travis, he gives the real answer. Here it is. He says, I'm letting the phone go and calling my phone insurance and saying my phone was stolen.
That's not a bad lie.
That's
not at all. You're allowed to lie.
That you know
in
what?
Fact, it's built into the price for your insurance to allow you to have the freedom to lie if something like this happens.
Oh, Nikki's situational ethics are killing me, but okay.
Oh, whatever. You totally lie.
Remember when I lost my phone in the Chipotle dumpster?
Oh, yeah. You
don't ask what I was doing in there.
Yeah.
I ended up doing an insurance claim, and they asked me, is your phone somewhere that you know where it is, but it's irretrievable, i.e., like the bottom of a lake? And I said, yes.
Yes, it's gone.
Was it at the bottom of a lake? No. But that was just an example.
Well, maybe your phone insurance won't make you disclose where it's at. You could just say it's gone.
Okay, before we close this thing up, which we'll do in a couple minutes, I want you to know that that Travis was real.
I like Travis' answers. It's the best.
But Nikki was also real with me off air. Tell him what you said, Nikki.
Well, you were asking if I really would. And then yeah, I said, well,
because I think you would.
Is Eric there? And can I ask him to do it?
Right there. Here's what I. Here's what
hey,
I
if
think
you were
happens.
There, I'd ask here's you to do it first.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric, come here for a second.
Shut up. You are so bad.
Eric!
Are you doing something?
That's what happens. And then I imagine this hushed discussion where you're just like,
don't tell it being Bobby. Swear to me. Swear to me.
Swear to me. I dropped my phone. It's in there, Eric. I can see it. Go get it.
Don't tell Obi. That's the best ever.
Yeah, wait. No, you can't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
That's exactly what would happen. That is exactly what would happen. You would be trying to make Eric fish it out. Eric would probably do it for you.
I know. All the while, it's a very intense 5 minutes to get this phone out. Oh, my stomach hurts.
Man, I just to be clear, there could be a baby down a well, and it would not be as intense of a situation as Nikki's iPhone in the port of
mine. You're right. You are right about that, and I'm very sad.
Eric! Shh, come here. Don't say, don't draw any attention to us. Oh, my stomach hurts.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
It is the Riot fan favorite Best of Worst of Friday.
I feel like this one deserves a... And you're number one... Most requested fan favorite Riot bit, according to our Radio U and our Radio U Riot Facebook pages, is...
Obadiah's flaming lawnmower.
Obi's lawnmower catches on fire, complete with a picture, which I've included in my picture collage.
You know what?
Which you can see on our Facebook page and, of course, on Radio U's official Instagram.
Let me tell you something about this picture. I took a picture with my phone with my lawnmower on fire.
This and here's is actually what I the love. Picture.
That's actually the picture. When we posted that a couple years ago when it happened, nobody believed it was real. You like so
they thought
many,
you just Googled
everyone
it.
Everyone was like, that's not real. That's so Photoshop. That's so fake. And it was just one of those things where I'm like, guys.
That's it.
Now, granted, it was like 30 seconds after the fire had started. The fire got so intense that I quit thinking about taking pictures, as you will hear in the bit. But at first, it was just a cute little fire. So I took its picture, and after that, I was in borderline panic mode.
So enjoy the number one requested.
Yeah, like everybody wanted to hear this one.
On your fan favorite Friday.
On fan favorite Friday. The only thing that I will set up, I don't know if it's very clear in the bit, was that I was, because I cut the beginning of it out, I'm mowing the lawn at my grandma's house. My grandma had died. As a result, I couldn't get in the house. Because I know some people are like, well, why didn't you just go inside? Couldn't get in. The house was basically abandoned. I didn't have a key. And that will explain the rest. It is the riot. I walked over to the mower and I'm ready to get, let's finish this thing. All right. And I pulled the little safety thing and then gave a really good solid yank on the pull thing. And then, whoosh.
What's that? Is someone grilling?
That's interesting. I didn't know that lawnmowers could catch on fire. And the funny thing is, there I am standing in the backyard with my lawnmower on fire. And my first thought is, it's not a big deal. The flames will just eat up the little bit of gasoline on the outside and boom, this will be done.
It's like a grill if there's like a little flash fire.
Exactly. It's like, this will just take a second. And I thought it was really funny. So I got my phone out, which I'd been listening to, and I took a picture of it. And I stood there for about a minute. and the flames began to increase, they were finding other sources of fuel on it. And I'm like, okay, at this point, I have a gas tank that's on fire. Woo! And I forget myself. So I'm like, I gotta, okay, it's a chemical fire. Water will make it spread. Where's the baking soda? Of course there's no baking soda. Nobody lives here. I'm outside. I'm like, I need something. I can put some dirt on it. I don't have a shovel.
I don't have any dirt.
There's some sand. This is not the beach. There is nothing. And at that point, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Okay, I got it. I've got to figure out how to smother it. I don't need to smother with. If I could get enough water, the fire's small, I could just get it out. And so I go to the side of the house, turn on the water, and I'm like, okay. Why isn't it coming? Hello? Come on? Hello? The water's been turned off!
Now, at this point, are you starting to panic? Or get a little crazy feeling?
Almost. Other thing that I'm thinking about is, the longer I'm standing around this thing, it could literally blow up at any minute. And the flames are starting to grow. Oh, what is it like? Oh, gee, it's up to my knee. So I take my water. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. There was this old rug out on the back porch. And I was like, dude, maybe I could like get down and smother. So I put the rug on it. Pull it off, and that has literally pushed gas out, and now more of the mower is on fire. And I'm like, okay.
At least you didn't catch the rug on fire.
Right. I thought about that, too. So I grab my water bottle, which is half empty at this point, and it's only a 1 liter bottle, and I kind of sprinkle it out, whatever, and the fire goes, and it's almost out. And I'm like, okay, we're getting somewhere. And then I step back, and I'm like, okay, this isn't working because, oh, gee, it's up to my knee. Oh, my, it's up to my thigh. Like, the flames are really starting to grow. So I'm freaking out. The only thing I can find on the back porch is there's an old paint bucket, like a 5-gallon paint bucket, which just, it had paint in it. Paint is flammable. So what are you going to do? And so the paint had dried. So then I just grabbed it and I start knocking on doors. No one in
the... Why, you left the lawnmower on fire?
What? Am I going to push it to their house?
I don't know.
Hi, I'm mowing the lawn next door. And as you can see, my lawnmower is on fire. And if I could just get some water...
Sometimes people are afraid to open their doors to strangers. So this way, it's obvious he's not lying.
A half-crazed man
with a bucket. Fire.
And so I go to two neighbors' houses. Nobody's home. And then...
They're home. They just didn't want to open the door to you.
Then I walked back in the middle, whatever, I can see the lawnmower, and I'm not kidding you, shoulder high. I saw that and nothing but black smoke. I could not see the house behind the house. The smoke was that high. And at that point, I am starting to freak out. I'm like, should I call the fire department? It'll be over before they get here. And I'm like, I'm going to catch the house on fire and the backyard. It's all going to burn. So I finally ran across the street and I'm like ringing their doorbell. Nobody's coming to the door. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I finally, they have like this little doggy fence. And I'm like, I hope they don't have a big dog, dude. I jumped over the fence. I had to take their hose out. They were filling their pool. And I'm like taking the hose off. I fill my bucket. And at this point, it looks like I'm running some kind of like crazed relay race because I am sprinting across the street holding this bucket of water. And it's like jug, 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 jug. I'm spilling water everywhere. And I finally get to the mower. And I'm like, okay, here it goes. Whoosh. And about half the fire goes out. I'm like, I gotta have more. So again, I run back across the street, jump
fill
the fence,
out, yeah.
Fill it back up again, get over there. Whoosh. By now, I'm completely soaked from the waist down because I have water everywhere. But the fire was out.
Yay.
And then I'm like, but what if it comes back? So I'm like, back more water. Whoosh. And by the time this was done, my mower, everything plastic on my mower is gone now.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
It is the Riot on Radio U, a fan favorite, worst of, best of Riot's first anthem.
Thank you guys for first just listening to the Riot, and thank you for enjoying some of
best
the stuff
of worst
that
stuff
we
fan
do.
Favorite Friday.
And it's thank you for letting us know some of your favorite things. This was probably the second most requested.
I got a lot of people that asked about it.
And every so often, it pops back
it makes
up.
Makes an appearance.
But it's been a while for Llama Dubstep.
Llama Dubstep.
Which was it, I can't remember the break. Like, we were playing dubstep, something with it earlier, a couple of days before, and then you added llamas to it or something.
Well,
we had used the music for something else.
We actually hadn't, but this was a time when right now dubstep is pretty cliche,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but you back know, in the...
But this was when dubstep was, I'm not going to call it new because
it was
reaching its mainstream, like it was creeping into mainstream stuff. Like there was that Key and Peele sketch that was like, I can't remember, like day-to-day dubstep or whatever. It was really funny. And it was about that time. So there was some... There's some dubstep, and I was tinkering around with being a dubstep artist at the time.
At the time, you know? he flirted around with that. I thought you had done something else with dubstep. Maybe it was just when we were talking, and then all of a sudden there was a llama dubstep.
I don't know, Nikki. Why don't you just wait for the drop, and we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
And, hey, this one is for Brian.
Yay,
it's
Brian.
The riot. A lot of people have experienced bankruptcy over the last couple of years due to certain economic factors. And a lot of times in bankruptcy, not always, but, you know, some assets end up getting seized and then those assets get sold to pay off some of the debt. And that was the case in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where U.S. bankruptcy judge Paul Kilberg ended up seizing the llamas of a Mr. Ryan Patrick Scott.
Oh, not the llamas.
Someone think of the llamas.
Come on.
There were 18 llamas involved in that particular seizure. And at first, the idea is like, okay, we seize them. We're going to sell them slowly over time. That way, we can make as much money as possible off of the llamas.
You have to do it slowly. Otherwise, you don't want to flood the llama market.
Right. And so things ended up not really working out because caring for them was too complicated. And so they shot all of them. Oh, poor llama. That's not true, actually. What they ended up doing was they sold them all together at an auction. Nikki, look at this. Look at the low, low prices here. Steve and Sandy Auld, farmers from Iowa, they bought all 18 of them for $7,500.
That's a deal. Right there.
What a thing. You could hear that sound day and night.
Is that a llama?
That is the sound a llama can make, dude.
Ugh.
I know, it's kind of weird. Like, the amazing thing is that sound, they make a couple different sounds, and that sound is the sound they can make with their mouth closed.
Oh, like,
yeah, they close their mouth, and it's supposed to be like their warning sound kind of thing that they do. Yeah. So
sounds like you smoked too long.
Them or me?
No,
because
I
haven't.
No, meaning like if you had that laugh where, you know, people are wheezy.
Help Grandma get to her chair.
Exactly. Give me my oxygen tank.
She's only got an eighth of a lung left
now,
here.
Now, does it say, did they buy them to keep them? Or they, you don't eat llamas, right? Because you use it for the soft fur.
Be assured, Nikki, that somewhere llama is a delicacy.
I bet.
For sure. But no. They raise them. There's a llama farm not far from where I live. I used to drive, where I used to live, I would drive past it. One day I was like, oh, I've never tried taking this road before. And it was like, oh, now I know why. Like, it takes you past the llama farm.
It's big sheep. It's tall sheep. What are they doing?
What is going on
what
here?
What is that thing?
Yeah. So apparently, if a lot of people are into this whole flipping houses, and you know the people that were originally into flipping houses lost their houses. Now there's a second wave of house flippers that are buying the bankrupt houses and trying to make money off them. And so people are watching the market. But if you would keep watching the market, Nikki, you could find yourself a decent llama.
So maybe it's not about the house that has to be auctioned off. It's about the goods that the house has.
What can you find inside there?
No, it's bad because so many people like leave their houses and stuff, and they just leave their animals and everything there.
Yeah, it's sad because you end up with that. You could have that at a good bankruptcy sale.
I am an animal advocate. I would go out and shoot the thing if that woke me up every morning that way.
Be pretty annoying. Now, Nikki, you've heard the sound of a llama, but have you heard the llama dubstep?
No, there's a dubstep! Whoa, 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 whoa!
Yesterday, I spent some time making a llama dubstep. Yeah, check this out. Yeah! Yeah!
Now tell me you don't. Now tell me that after hearing that, you don't want a llama in your backyard.
No, I want a party llama.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. That is what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. You made that. Okay.
Sweet, dude. Because you're like, screw the party bear. Hey, I want the dub llama.
Hey, I didn't see that coming a mile away. Did not even see that at all. Didn't see the dubstep coming in.
I'm telling you, dude.
Awesome.
You like it, don't you?
It's awesome. Oh, no. Very good.
You guys can hear my new stuff on Fusion. It's on Saturday nights on Radio U. So it's just part of this whole like farm animal thing that I'm doing. It's a side project.
It's a very side project.
It's the side to my side project.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
It is the riots on Radio U. This is Best of Worst of the Riot.
On your fan Friday, favorite Friday. 8772 Radio U. Let us know if there's a request or something you maybe want to hear. You can also email us riot@radiou.com.
These are all bits that you guys picked through Facebook, email, text, whatever, and
casual conversation from across the street when you yelled at us. All those wonderful ways.
Play the dubstep!
Yes, that's how that one came in.
Okay. We will.
Will do.
This one came from David. He says it's probably going to be impossible to find, but there was a manatee bit a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. You found the manatee. So, I don't even remember it, but I just remember something about a manatee.
I just hope that it is what he thinks it is, because that was, he just said the manatee bit.
I know in my head I remember a funny manatee story.
But this is the one I found. I hope it's this one. It involves a manatee and a woman swimming with manatees.
I think... I don't know. Well, just, you know what? It's manatee. He wasn't specific, so this is what you get.
So this is what I found.
It's good enough.
It's the riot. Basic human decency is neither basic nor decent. And I know this because I am on the internet, and when people are given the gift of anonymity, they are ugly, ugly people.
And you're going to bring up a couple of things. There's choices when it comes to that. People's weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hitler.
Hitler, well, yes.
It always comes up.
Fat people mostly are like Hitler, aren't they? Isn't that what the internet would have you believe?
Sir, is that usually the most? Just the typical sort of lobs back and forth between people of their education, you know, that sort of stuff.
Well, in the case of Honey Boo Boo, some of those jabs they're warranted, don't you think? Okay, no comment. It's fine. I want to talk about Ana Gloria Garcia Gutierrez. She's 52 years old. She lives in Florida. And while...
Well, was she living there or visiting?
Was she just visiting?
Because she said she didn't know.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's see.
But I don't know if she was...
Okay, all right. I don't know if she lives there or not. Mm-hmm. She must be. She was... The cops picked her up at her St. Petersburg home. Mm-hmm. So she lives in Florida.
Okay. Then if you live in Florida, you really should know this rule.
I don't know if that's true. You see, here's the thing is that Anna went swimming. And while she was swimming on the beach, some manatees swam up. And she was like, shut up, manatees. And so she was...
She went out to the water.
She was touching the manatees. And at one point, she was riding on a manatee's back. Which, by the way... Come on, that sounds awesome. That sounds like that thing that you go to Mexico and you pay $20 to swim with that one dolphin, and that dolphin has lost its will to live.
It's very ill.
All these people are touching it, rubbing it, and it's like, please stop. Stop
Put
it.
Put me back in the ocean.
Here's me in a picture with this dolphin. Why does that dolphin look so angry? I didn't know dolphins could be angry.
Why is he green?
So people got pictures of Anna riding the manatee, touching it, having a good time with the manatee. I can't fault her because I think that sounds awesome.
But
you play with dogs.
If you're
why
in,
not play with a manatee?
If you're in Florida, you should know you are not allowed to touch a manatee. You look at it the wrong way and you get a fine.
That blows my mind. The Florida
is protected. Big time protected.
I'm not hurting it.
It's like the state sea cow of the of Florida. So, of course, they're going to protect the thing.
The Florida Manatee Sanctuary Act. It is unlawful for any person to intentionally or negligently disturb a manatee in any way.
It includes riding the cow.
Which includes riding it. Violations are second-degree misdemeanors. Here's my thing is, how come manatees have more protection under the law than we do? Could I please get the kind of protection that says it is unlawful for someone to touch intentionally or negligently disturb me in any way?
Well, because she was riding the manatee and bothering it, they didn't know who it was, so they circulated and had to track her down. And then they found her, and she said she didn't know that was that. But they just have photos of her.
Riding this manatee. And, of course, here's the basic human decency.
That's awful.
The comments on the pictures that I keep seeing is, which one's the manatee?
Or, like, we should protect the sea cows and the manatees. Just people are so stupid mean.
Yeah, they're calling her a manatee, calling her a sea cow. And all these things. And it's like, this is nice.
This is what it is.
This is what you want to do.
Second I saw that story and the second I saw the topic, I was like, and boom, you could see it all coming.
You already know what's going to happen here.
But they tracked her down. She is in trouble. She just could face a series of offenses and fines and stuff. So they'll let her know.
See, I seriously, like, everybody's making a big deal out of it. I don't see what the big deal is. I get that she broke the law, and now that she knows that, she can't do it, whatever. But man, if you were out swimming and there were just these manatees hanging around, and you know that manatees won't eat you because they won't, it's not a hippo.
They are. First off, they're aggressive. They're more aggressive than people realize.
Sure.
And it's dating season. So,
you might get taken under and rolled around a little bit.
You might get taken on a date. Okay, so it's more for your protection.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
What happened to you today? I'm not talking about it. I am not talking about it for sure.
I am not talking about it unless you are a licensed professional.
But I am never getting in the water again.
Not even a pool.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.